Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I mean, it's not what we were talking about just a minute ago, but at the beginning, is this pathetic? A new team won a title. A team that had never won a title won a title. Oklahoma City Thunder. Imagine going back to the 90s and finding out that there's a team called that. And they won a title before us. But anyway, not to condescend, Oklahoma City Thunder wins its first title. And how, you know, just sort of checking in on our not having done that.
Our Ofer. Yeah, Ofer life.
And, like, if you're young, what would Super Bowl 25 being won mean to your sports identity? Would it, if your team, if the Bills won before you were born, or the Sabres, what would that be worth to you?
You'd still want your first championship, I think.
Since in your lifetime.
In your lifetime. You'd want your first championship. It wouldn't be the team's, but it'd be yours, and that matters just as much. You might appreciate the history. You might want to tell people like me who are telling you how great it was to shut up. Because you weren't born yet, so like it doesn't really do anything for me. So I'm still Ofer. I'm Ofer life. If I wasn't born in 1990.
Ofer life.
There might be a marketing opportunity there.
Ofer life.
Ofer life. Maybe a fantasy team name.
Like a guy gets called up to the Reds, and he goes like 30 at bats without a hit. He's Ofer life. He's Ofer forever.
Ofer
here, Johnny. Johnny needs a knock. He's Ofer life.
Ofer forever is good.
Stepping in to the box is Sanders. He comes in with a batting average of 0.000 in 17,000 at bats. This guy is due, Johnny. He's due to just poke one out of that, you know, just bloop one into short center. I'm listening to the Bronx Zoo.
Okay.
The 78 Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually narrated by Sparky Lyle. Like, it's the season from his perspective, and he's narrating it. I don't know when this was recorded.
I don't remember. I'm sure I've heard him speak before, but I don't have a recall to know what his voice sounds like, but I think I really like this idea.
So can you see his face in
yes.
your mind?
Yes.
He sounds exactly like you'd think.
That's okay. That's why I like this idea.
He sounds exactly like a guy maybe from the South with a big mustache would sound.
His name was Sparky.
I'm into it. I'm in early June in this book, and I want to look up, like, it's basically almost every game every chapter is like a different game. It's Sparky Lyle and Peter Golenbach, and I just saw it on my recommended options.
Sparky Lyle reading books to you. What a world we live in.
I played it in the car ride to Albany on Friday night, and my son was listening to something else, and Lyle told this story just real quick, how anytime somebody got a birthday cake on the team, like anybody would have a birthday on the Yankees or any of his teams, it was kind of his thing. If somebody had a birthday, they'd get a cake, and he would sit on it naked before anybody would eat it. And he said he never missed, never once. There was one coach or somebody who loved cake and always tried to beat him to the, could never do it. And so my son's in the back seat. I feel like he's probably asleep, driving to Albany. It's like midnight, and that story comes up in the book, and I hear from the back seat, "What was that?"
Right?
Dad, what did I just listen to? What are you doing?
I love it.
What are you doing playing this? I'm in the car, you know.
Is this objectionable material for someone my age?
You're not that, Dad.
I love that.
Let's go to Oliver here. Hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, Oliver.
I just wanted to call and talk about the NHL draft that's coming up. I've seen a lot of fans talking about how if they don't trade 9, it's going to be a failure. And I just could not disagree more. There's a lot of players that have strong physical abilities that are going to be available at that spot, like Brady Martin, Porter Martone.
Yep.
Victor Eklund to a lesser extent, but he's more of a battler, like motor guy. And I'm in love with Tayshaun Agerson, personally, even though he's a lefty. So if you can go ahead and get a first-line forward, second-line forward, I think 9 should definitely be in play. But the fact that they have to trade the pick, I just don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
Thanks, Oliver. Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I would like, you know, if it's standing in the way of making a deal for a partner for Owen Power or a top six winger, I don't want to stop short of saying if it's a replacement for J.J. Paterka, because I want to add to J.J. Paterka, still being on the team, so I'm going to operate under that premise, then I think I want to trade the pick. You know, with Byron, presumably, or whatever else from Rochester that I might have to fill it out with. But if I can't do that, yeah, I don't want to just trade it. There are guys in this draft that I think fit needs for the Sabres. Martin from Sault Ste. Marie, he's not from there. That's where I don't know where he's from. I know that's where he played junior hockey. On paper, sounds like the sort of forward the Sabres need. Like just an, you know, decent size, willing to use it. Aggravating, you know, antagonistic, talented player. Great. Sign me up. I know it's going to take a while. It's not ideal, but a player like that in your system, provided you get something else right enough this year to end this drought, you could be happy with that. You could be very happy to have that player in your system or someone else. That's just one idea. But that's the one that has jumped out at me. And he should be around. It might even be a little, like a pick or two early, maybe. But you should be able to get your hands on him. Unless there's a mad rush to guys like that because everyone's watching what, you know, how the Florida plays. And that is going to be very much in vogue. You hear a lot about, Brian Burke used to say, truculence. You hear a lot about abrasive, edgy sandpaper guys, I think, in this cycle, this offseason, not just the draft, because Florida is dragging the league back that way, and a lot of teams are following.
That's a Cosell word.
Truculence?
Truculence. Yeah, there's an Ali Cosell moment where you seem very truculent, and Ali says something like, well, I don't know what that means, but if it's good, I'm it.
Right.
Here's Jake next. Hi, Jake.
Hey, I wanted to make a comparison between Syracuse football hiring Greg Robinson and the Sabres hiring Kevin Adams as GM. Syracuse football hired Greg Robinson. They were a mediocre program at that point. Pasqualoni was past it. I believe they were 500 when they fired him, and they got blown out by Georgia Tech in a bowl game. I think it was 2004. And, you know, it looked like the program wasn't headed in a good direction but it could have gone either way. You know, if they hired a good coach, they could have gotten out of that path that they were on, but they didn't. Greg Robinson was hired, and he burned the program to the ground. And when Kevin Adams was hired in the Sabres, you know, I know that they didn't make the playoffs for a while, but this has reached a whole new level of sadness. Like, it's like Bill's drought level despair. He really burned down the franchise. It would take a really talented individual to turn it around, and I don't know that. It's sad.
Too much damage done.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would need like a, you know, what are those? I don't know enough about hockey to know who would be the guy to, you know, the miracle man to come in and just upend the franchise and turn things around. But if hockey has a guy like that, but you would need like how Syracuse has Fran Brown now to come in and magically turn things around. I mean, I think you would need a guy like that because, you know, it just all the vibes out of the organization are bad. You don't really see a light at the end of the tunnel. I was listening to the Jeremy and Joe show this morning, and they were saying they wouldn't be mad if the Sabres traded any guy on the team. You know, they're so bad. Why would it matter? It's not like they're a big contributor to winning or anything like that, and that's the state they're in now.
I'm enjoying listening, by the way, to you, Jake, and the child behind you.
That's my son.
Yeah, he's into something else right now.
He made his sports talk radio debut today.
Someday he'll understand. So, thank you, Jake. I mean, the comparison for me is maybe Greg Robinson is like the extreme. I don't know. They're not. How much worse are the Sabres, like actually right now, than when Adams took over? They're just not better. The Adams point for me and maybe for most people is, in pro sports, you don't get 6 years to get a team to the middle. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
And he's going into his sixth year, and they've not yet made the middle, which is, you know, the last playoff spot, right? Upper middle. It just hasn't happened. I don't think there's been scorched earth here. They just haven't. He started in a tough spot. He really wasn't necessarily qualified for the job in the first place. A guy called earlier and said what other team would hire him, what other team would have in the first place.
Right.
You know, like, that's no disrespect to him, but he didn't sort of pay his dues.
Yeah,
in that.
He made the owner feel comfortable, and that was really the beginning and the end of it.
And it's still not ended.
Right.
Like, they have not gotten to the playoffs in all these years, and it's still going. So that's how I see it. I think if I owned a sports team, credibility and my passion for it would be paramount. Those would be the most. I know I can't win every year, but those would be the most important things to me. Does it have to be this way? No. To my reputation, to my city, to my friend. This is his city. Like, that would be the most important thing to me, and I would not be able to sit still if I knew of one person who thought.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But I wasn't into it and didn't care about it and wasn't fully invested in it. And people tell you, including Adams, to us many times, that it is not correct to think that Terry Pegula is not personally invested. I believe that. I think maybe he's over-invested in terms of hockey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess more than it is that he's detached. But what Pegula has failed at, other than the results, is being this, being somebody that he announced himself as when he bought the team, that you're not going to have to worry about me. All right? I love, he's literally in tears at the press conference when he buys them. You're not going to have to worry about me. You're not going to have to worry about money. I'm serious about this. Those days are over.
When did
that stop?
Not
10 years ago.
Yeah, about. I mean, we got really the. I feel like the line of demarcation is the COVID year, because that's when Bottrell gets fired weirdly in the middle of the summer after a vote of confidence because they want to fire people, and I really believe he didn't want to, and that was, we're not being heard, and here comes Kevin Adams. Yeah, I'll do whatever you want. Thanks for the job. And so that's where I think it really starts. They weren't good before that, but I think that's when resource-wise I began to really question, like, what are we all about? What are they all about there? Has the objective changed? By then, they're knee-deep into the Bills. The Bills are just getting good, right? Josh Allen is just coming into his own, and that's just sort of taken over, it seems. Anyway, perception-wise, it looks like that's taken over his life. But, yeah, he still, I think, is probably too invested in the day-to-day, the player choices and things like that, that, frankly, he shouldn't be anywhere near. But I think he is. And I don't think that's helping anything.
And I might be an owner that would want to do that, too. I'd like to think. I know how I think, and I'd like to think I would understand like what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I am that way in life, so maybe I'd be good at it. But I just would never want anybody to think that I'm just sitting there.
Detached.
And Pegula might be offended by the notion that by the idea that this is a perception of him. And I would say to him, respectfully, it is. Like, this is your, you don't have to do anything about it, but I don't think I'm wrong. Like, I think this is where we're at. The caller's talking about like how bad the vibes are and everything. I just don't feel like I ever hear a word from anybody about the Sabres. Just maybe this is a critical moment where they've got some talented players and they've got another high draft pick, and maybe this is like sort of a critical moment for them. Who would know? When do you ever hear from anybody? Like, who would know? The only Sabres I ever hear from are Elliot Friedman and Frank Saravelli. Like, that's kind of how I get anything I get from the Sabres is through, insiders. Should they be doing press conferences every day? No, that's ridiculous. But it just feels like, far away.
You can. If you think something that is perceived about you is dead wrong, maybe the opposite from what the reality is, you can ignore it, and that's a choice. And like I've done that in my life, and I'm sure lots of people have, and you can get through it. But the problem you've got here is, however true or untrue that perception is, it is the perception. And he has not really done anything to offset it, to dismiss it. And I don't know what does that look like. Is that him having a news conference where he cries again and talks about how much he loves the Sabres? I'm not making fun of him for crying. I cry all the time about sports. he may need to push back on it himself at some point. Because having Kevin Adams once a month tell us, I talk to him every day, is not really changing anything. It's not getting it done. And so you're just sort of, you're stuck. Again, I respect not wanting to dignify something you know to be untrue with any response. But this is so much bigger than anything else. It's the overriding sentiment about them is that he is unplugged, and that's why this is happening. And I don't know. I don't have a... I'm not savvy enough to have a marketing plan and a model for how he could go about changing that. I just think maybe it's time to try something, because if it's untrue, right? The other part of it is the longer it goes unchecked, unchallenged, is you get people that are just going to be more dug in about that actually being the case. Because otherwise, do something here. Anything. I'm waving my arms like a maniac. Do something. And instead, we get, what, fly into Montreal and have a meeting. And then they get clobbered by Montreal.
It's two different things. It's like your players, and then it's your fans. And, you know, we do okay, at least, trying to get across what we think the fans are thinking. And maybe this is directionally accurate. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Back after the update here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.